Grace and peace to you on this Christmas as we worship the newborn Savior. Amen. The very first verse that's found in the Bible in Genesis reads, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Genesis continues its description of creation, saying, "Now the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light." Without flipping a switch, God created light out of nothing. You see, God spoke all things into existence by his all-powerful and his creative word. Genesis uses those words, "in the beginning," to take us back to the time when the world was created. John begins his gospel with the very same familiar phrase, "in the beginning," also to take us back to the time of creation. And so the Gospel of John begins with these same words of Genesis, but for different purposes. For Genesis sets out to describe the world that God created, while John describes the God who created the world. John tells the Christmas story from God's own eternal perspective, saying, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning." Through his Word, referring to God's eternally begotten Son, all things were made. And without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. And then on Christmas, this Word that was with God and that was God became flesh and lived among men in the person of Jesus Christ. The Word that John describes isn't the typical kind of Word that you might be picturing, a Word with letters where you can sound it out phonetically. But the Word that John is speaking of here describes a distinct person, a personality, if you will, within the Godhead. God's Son is called the Word because he communicates God's intentions towards mankind. It's God the Son who expresses what is on God the Father's mind and what is in the Heavenly Father's heart, especially as it relates to us and to our salvation. The Son, the second person of the Trinity, is God, but also speaks for God. This personal Word from deep within the triune plurality communicates God's intentions, just like our own human words communicate our thoughts and intentions. God the Father, you see, dwells in an unapproachable light, a light that is off limit to sinners. And so God found a way to reveal himself to us through the person of his Son, who came down to earth from heaven. And since God expresses himself through his Son, another name for the Son is the Word. You know, if you just think about it, it's pretty hard to get to know someone unless they open up, unless they're willing to reveal themselves through their words that they speak and their actions that they share with us. It is the same for God. The true God cannot be known apart from knowing his Son, Jesus Christ, who is God and reveals God. And on that first silent and holy night, when the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, God revealed his merciful plan to become a man like us, so that as God he could die in our place and pay the price that we owe to God's justice. God had communicated with his people in the past by the prophets, along with various miracles and signs and wonders that God had performed throughout the Old Testament. And God would again address mankind through the writings of the apostles. But the Bible says, make no mistake about it, God's final word to the world is Jesus. Jesus is called God's final and perfect word because God will never have anything more important to say to us and to all mankind than what he has said by sending his Son into the world in order to die to atone for our sins and the sins of the whole world. Now, this is hardly a world worth saving. It is a rebellious world, and by its love of sinning, it has alienated itself from God. This is a world that God, in his strict justice, should destroy. And with all the evil that is in our world today, even we can see God's justice. If he were suddenly to appear, we would see him punish the inhabitants of the entire planet. And let us not forget that as sinners, we too are part of this world, and we deserve no better than those I've described. As those who habitually anger God, we might expect God's wrath to be poured out upon us. But what we deserve from God and what we have received from God are as different as night and day. For sin had brought darkness to our world, while Christ brought life and light into the world. For in the birth of Jesus Christ, who is God's final word on the subject of our sins, God unexpectedly reveals his unanticipated grace, his unexpected mercy towards us undeserving sinners. For now this word that is co-equal and co-eternal to the Father and to the Spirit has come into our world to save us. This is the same world that this Word of God once created as an expression of God's goodness. And now this is the same eternal Word that has chosen to redeem us in time by being born as the kindest expression possible of God's grace. For this word that had at one time literally spoken light out of darkness, spoken light into existence, that had expelled the primordial darkness at the creation of the world, that same light was coming into our world, not to speak light, but to speak redemptive light and life in our dark world of sin. This baby born in Bethlehem is the revelation of the true God and eternal life. And just as thoughts reveal, words reveal our thoughts, so Jesus, the Word made flesh, reveals the loving thoughts of the only true God. John's gospel says this: no one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. The great revelation of Christmas isn't simply that God exists, nor is Christmas teaching us that God by any other name is the same God, and it really makes no difference which God. Nor is Christmas teaching us that any God will do as long as we believe in that God sincerely. For the Bible tells us whoever denies the Son does not have the Father. But rather, this is our Christian hope. Our hope is fixed on what John calls God, the one and only. The only God born into this life and into this existence to save us. My prayer for you and for us all is that any true or lasting joy you will realize can come only from this Christ, this Word made flesh that lived among us. Amen. And now may the peace of Christ grant you a Christ-filled Christmas with your family and your friends. Amen.